Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, active caretaker RJ. Yes, I do take care of people, my friends, my family. I take care of those close to me. From Fantasy Key, tentative girl Miranda.
Sure, tentatively.
Okay. From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, eco-friendly person Casey.
Recycle, recycle, recycle.
And from Harmonia, occasional bill payer Adam.
Yeah, if I was like 24, then yes, that would be true. Back in the day.
Just
back
occasionally. In the day.
When I was like, this isn't actually something adults do.
I don't need electricity.
We're literally recording and releasing this episode days before the update.
I know.
Days.
I mean, we really, listen, we can't.
This is, no, but this is actually, this will
smart.
Be coming out hours before the update because the update begins at
like 10 p.m.
8 p.m. Central.
Oh.
So 6 p.m. Pacific.
Oh.
9 Eastern.
9 Eastern on Thursday.
What's
November
the one we forgot?
4th.
Mountain time.
7 mountain.
Nobody lives in the mountain.
In so, the yeah. mountain.
So Thursday evening.
People are listening to our podcast, enjoying the update.
While it downloads. While
have
it
you
downloads.
Guys already purchased? Is it ready to go?
Have you pre-perched?
I have not pre-perched.
We have not pre-perched.
So, I have pre-perched with the guidance
of Casey.
Yeah,
me and Miranda have.
Oh,
we,
okay.
We pre-perched and I should have waited a day because my birthday came and they gave me a 15% off coupon.
Oh,
well, they did? Yes. And I had already pre-purged.
That is bull.
Yeah.
Casey, today is your birthday, correct?
No, it was yesterday.
No, it was one.
It was the first.
You did not wish her happy birthday, even though she prompted the group chat by being like,
look
at
my birthday. She prompted. Oh my God, isn't this crazy how my birthday thing is? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
First of all, I didn't know if that was the real birthday or the vase birthday. I was not sure which island.
Yeah, whose birthday
was
it?
Yeah, who gets the free Starbucks, vase or Casey?
Yeah.
Casey gets it for free.
Casey gets it. Well, happy birthday, Casey.
Thank you.
Next month on December 1st, I'll be sure to post on Instagram. Happy birthday, my best friend Vase.
Yeah.
Vase.
Have you decided what you're gonna do with Vase? Are you
She's at this moment in time, she's not getting happy homed.
Happy Hope Paradise.
Yeah.
I really wonder what we're gonna have to do if we're gonna have to buy two.
I think what we're gonna do is I'm gonna download it on mine.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
yeah, because so what
we'll
so what
see,
happened
we'll
was whenever we purchased, then we could download it. So then basically once we left the Nintendo shop on your Switch, it shows like it updating. So it mm-hmm. is downloaded and ready for me and Miranda as soon as it releases. So it is already in there. In the game, just waiting for us. She's ready.
But there's no actual benefit to you're not going to get it any faster, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just
it'll just automatically happen.
Less to remember. I don't got to worry. I've already downloaded it.
Yeah.
What if I was on a plane? Or something.
Oh. It wouldn't really download anyway from the plane.
Exactly. So it's already downloaded.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Well, yeah. I don't know what y'all are gonna do.
Well, Friday's
Thursday,
payday.
Thursday prior to the Thursday evening launch is when Kumandro will be demolished.
Why don't you demolish her? Now.
Because I don't have her. Harv is in Chicago. I don't have her.
Boys, go get him.
Boys, go get Kumandro for me.
Harv.
Why aren't y'all hanging out with Harv?
Harv didn't reach out.
Oh, no, Harv is busy.
Harv is busy expanding his island.
Harv is getting
ready for this coming Thursday.
Yeah.
Harv is getting ready to to start fundraising to get all those vendors mm-hmm. behind his house.
Yeah.
Harvapalooza is about to open.
Remember when we used to clubhouse? Is that still a mm-hmm. thing? It is too bad that we don't all clubhouse on Thursday night or something.
Girl, I got rid of the app.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did too. I'm just saying, like, it would be fun to talk to everybody.
I want to say, like, Facebook groups has something. Maybe not. Or yeah. Twitter's.
You mean we can, Metaverse?
Twitter we can has go live on Instagram.
Yeah, you can do a multi-person live.
We should line Mark Zuckerberg's coats with more money.
Yeah.
You mean Meta? Go live on Meta?
Oh my gosh.
So we can all hang out together virtually?
Yeah.
That was Horizons. I just want to point that out.
Not your island.
I tweeted that.
Not your island.
But his Metaverse commercial was the ride Horizons at Epcot. I want everybody to know that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can move on.
But yeah, it's going to be a very exciting
It's going to be very weekend. Exciting.
Well, Casey, you did have a birthday, so we're curious. How did your Lollywood birthday go?
It went well. Shep hosted.
To get back on your good graces, your little ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Shep hosted, but Lucky was there along with Marina.
Good.
Cute. So we had, you know, icons all around. But yeah, I was a little like, I don't want to say disappointed that Shep hosted, but I was a little disappointed that Shep hosted. And I did, I got all 8 cupcakes this time.
Good for you.
Good for you.
What a feat.
But,
it's not 10? So,
huh?
I thought it was 10.
No, it's 8. No.
It's 8.
Mm. It's the max you can get. But I was too busy taking photos last year on my birthday, and mm-hmm. I only got like 5 cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned my lesson. But yeah, so it was a good birthday. Went and saw KK. Got the little letters that they send you are so cute.
They are cute.
And it was raining though.
Mm.
It was raining on my birthday.
That means good luck.
I feel like that's rude.
That's good luck.
That's a wedding.
No, that's a wedding.
Mama, yeah, that's a wedding.
It's a wedding or a funeral.
What? Well, good luck, but a funeral?
No, it just is raining in funerals. And
oh, okay.
I think it's like, what is I good think luck by I think by default,
the good luck is that when they put the casket doesn't fall over and the body doesn't tumble out. That's
Thank
the
you
good
for
luck.
That. That's
yeah. Thanks for awesome. The reminder of that Google review I had to reply to.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Remember? Industry. Oh, wow.
Wow.
A past life. We don't know her anymore.
Yeah, we don't know her.
The grim adventures of Billy and Mandy.
The grim adventures of Case of the Death Industry.
But I thought maybe Judy was going to be part of my birthday because she was like the golden child on Halloween because she was the one villager that kept giving me lollipops.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you need lollipops to give to Mr. Jack.
Mr. Jack.
Yeah.
And she was the one.
She was the source.
She was my plug. So I got my lollipops from her. But I felt like this year's Halloween was... I mean, if you'd done it last year, then you just kept getting multiples of everything you already have.
Yeah, I ended up having like 4 jack heads and jack robes.
Uh-huh.
And someone at the co-op was like, I gave them to villagers and they gave me photos.
Yeah.
So it worked for a couple people. Did not happen for me.
Oh,
Benji and Marty were like, here's a robe.
I got the ancient sashed robe from one of
my
people.
Yeah, I got an Addis robe. In a ninja costume, so you know.
Well, they got that. Halloween. They got that from Spirit Halloween because it's currently 60%
That's
off.
True. That's true.
And awesome. Free shipping if you want to go buy your.
I kept getting emails today from PayPal that's like, "Hey, if you use your PayPal,
yes,
if you get a PayPal credit Spirit card Halloween. Or whatever, you get a discount at Spirit Halloween."
I'm like,
"Wow,
no.
This scam runs
not
deep.
Not this."
But yeah, so did everyone have a good Halloween in the game? If you played?
I have not played yet.
I still need to play on Pizza
Rizzo.
I think
I'm on October 26th
So you're coming out. Cool. Coming up
to Halloween.
Mine was fine, although I didn't really. It was just I just did like the basics and spooked everyone.
I let someone trick me. Like I didn't give them candy. So I got the face paint.
I don't remember how to play. Didn't I make a PDF? Maybe I'll have to go back to my PDF.
Yeah, go on your Canva and see what.
I'll go to my Canva docs.
Yeah, previous projects.
You just go up to Jack starting at 5 and talk to him and he'll walk you through it.
He tells me everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. How many pieces of candy do I need?
Just however many you have. But if you wear your Jack head and your Jack robe, you'll
scare
confuse the villagers and they'll give you candy.
Oh, cool. I'm on it.
That's the what peppies are the best one because they're like, I'm ready to be your servant. And then they're like, oh, it's you. Pretend you didn't hear that. I was like, oh my God. Well, Miranda, you got to make sure that when that update comes that you're on the right date and time.
What if
something happens and the update doesn't...
And you're on an airplane.
And you're on an airplane.
You never know. You could be on an airplane.
And the update doesn't work or it, you know, deletes your file.
Or deletes your...
Corrupts your file.
It deletes your switch and it vanishes right in your hand.
Corrupts fantasy. Tragic. No, that would be the moment that I take the real switch for me and then give Jay Harv the light.
Yeah.
Speaking of birthdays.
Huh?
I got a little present.
I don't think you can display this on the pod, Casey. This is family friendly.
Kids Choice Award. Kids
Choice Award. So I got something that I'll be able to use during the update.
My God.
Listeners, we are looking at the official actual amiibo figurine of Miss Isabel herself.
Miss Isabel. And she's in like her like fall outfit. Like she's not in
She's got the cardigan. Show me that cardigan.
Show me that cardigan.
Yeah, so she is ready to party.
So
I'm going to be getting her dream home.
She's getting a dream home. She's sitting getting coffee.
But while we're on the topic, am I supposed to be rope dropping somewhere tomorrow morning?
Listeners, if you're not privy to the Resident Services group chat, which why would you?
If you're not, I don't know how many of you aren't on the group chat.
Miranda and Casey constantly keep missing amiibo drops for pre-orders.
You guys, we keep missing them.
It's the Amazon one sold out in like 10 minutes.
In a real embarrassing way, to the point that you'd be like, I don't know if I'd want Miranda to plan my vacation. Like, maybe she doesn't have it all together.
How am I supposed to know about these? I'm not privy to
Where is that
Nintendo.
Google alert? Where is that Google alert?
Yeah, she's not in this community.
I'm not
this
in
industry.
The Nintendo community.
She's not the influencer of the Nintendo community.
No.
Yeah.
We're just
Please let
fans.
Me plan your vacation.
But also, I will be selling both Disney and Nintendo-inspired planners this year.
Can you imagine
Can
an
you do
Animal
a planner
Crossing
or like a notebook
planner.
Of like help people when they're doing their, you know, gigs at Happy Home Paradise? Could be like
okay,
you could do little like notebooks or like little like daily Animal Crossing tasks.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
We'll cut of this out so nobody can take the idea.
Listeners, if you want me to make a notepad, I'm happy to make a notepad. Easy peasy.
Well, but I didn't stop there, which is Isabel. I got another
with
one
with gifts.
With another gift. I got another one. And this person, the icon, she's got her hard bang. She's ready.
We're looking at Miss Lottie.
Miss Lottie.
She's frozen for me, but I guessed Lolly in my brain. Lottie.
Miss Lottie.
An icon, an owner of a
an full entrepreneur. Resort.
Yeah, yeah, entrepreneur.
She doesn't feel like an owner to me. She feels like middle management, but like one that you like.
Yeah.
But she definitely is type A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
That's
is.
That's Lottie.
She's
office manager Lottie.
Office manager
She's very
Lottie.
Office manager energy.
Yeah.
Like head of hospitality, you
like
know.
Like that face peeking around your cubicle wall being like, "Hey, I just want to make sure you saw the email I sent over to you."
Yep.
Okay, great. Look forward to hearing back.
So yeah,
I noticed
so I got
that
hurt.
You left your desk at about 4:45 yesterday. Just a reminder. We actually work until 5 here. So
yeah, so you're gonna need to log that as PTO.
15 minutes PTO.
Yeah, so I got Lottie's amiibo so she can come to coffee.
Oh my god, your little girls chat. Little you Isabel girl. And Lottie.
It was so very exciting.
But nobody's answered my question. Do I need a rope drop somewhere?
I don't know.
Google.
Discord. Maybe, is that helping me? Do I need a rope drop Best Buy? Is Target going to have them?
Here, let me Google. Does Miranda need to rope drop? Here's the result.
How to rope drop Magic Kingdom.
From the magical Miranda.
Wow, Miss SEO, honey.
Yes, the SEO is working.
It's working.
Incredible. Oh, I don't even remember that video. Amazing.
November 5th, 2018.
Wow, what a time.
Very much pre-pandemic. I sent it to the group. I sent the screen cap to the group chat.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
So my thought is, Miss Magical Miranda, my thinking is that, you know, I don't think it would hurt if you could maybe rope drop a Target.
Target, not Best Buy.
Crowley, nobody goes.
Why
to Best
tomorrow?
Buy.
We think it's tomorrow, the third,
the fifth.
No, tomorrow oh. of when this tomorrow is
releasing. Of when this oh, episode. Okay,
she's in the time machine. She's in the time machine.
She's okay. Okay.
It is Thursday. We are live.
Yeah. Marty, we're going back to the future.
Thank
that
you.
That was like, so thank good. You very much.
Here's what I'm about to tell you, Miranda. All this right. next segment that we're doing in the episode. Is going to be a Who's at the Campsite where we talk about all new 16 villagers
oh,
coming
no.
to the
game.
So
you're
going
to make me really upset if I can't get them.
Yeah. Which at the end of this segment, it'll make you want to.
I will find these cards.
And show up at a Best Buy Target.
Can we move on to this? I'm going to Best Buy Target GameStop this on Friday morning.
Make right. a route. Yes.
And they should be in the Nintendo shop. I don't know what time though.
Oh,
yeah.
But that's not like a physical card.
No, I mean, they'll mail them to you.
No, they'll mail like you can order from the official okay. Nintendo shop. But
I'm going to ask currently the co-op because didn't we have somebody who worked at Target?
Didn't Casey's niece's Casey, boyfriend?
My niece's boyfriend does, but he don't know anything.
Oh no! Well, we'll talk to the co-op. We'll see if anyone can help us out.
I am a woman seeking a competent ISO. Target employee.
So let's. I think we should hop into it.
Hop into the campsite.
Hop into the campsite.
We got Sneak a big. We got a lot of tents.
We've got 16 tents to go into. Campsite! Roar! All right, we are starting first with a beautiful koala named Faith.
Faith.
Hi, Faith.
Hello, Faith.
Hi, Faith. Born on March 21st, Adam. It's very close to your birthday. She returns from the original GameCube Animal Crossing game where she was a sweet. Faith is definitely giving you, I am ready for Happy Home Paradise. I have my little flower.
She worked there for a second.
She does look like she works there.
She has her little hula top. She's got a flower on
her
ear.
She's also got a Lottie bang.
She's got a Lottie bang.
That must be Happy Home Paradise look. That must be in their...
That's their lookbook.
Yeah, in their lookbook. Approved looks.
Bang.
Mm-hmm. Bang.
Bang. Ba-yang.
She was in the original Animal Crossing game that was on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm. All right. In the next tent, we have Roswell, who is a brown alligator. Born
alligator
on
spelled wrong here.
He is from the original Japanese only game Animal Forest E+, where he was known by his name Pironkon, and his personality is lazy. I'm guessing Roswell, he has like circular markings on his body giving me crop circles, which is maybe why Roswell is his name, like alien. And also his pose looks like he's
Summoning
aliens.
And are his eyes always like that? Are his eyes closed?
I think his eyes are closed.
Yeah, that's I think they're closed.
I think it's like a plain black eye is my guess, but we'll find
out.
He's
wearing the blue
Aloha shirt, again, in theme, ready for a vacay.
Mm-hmm. I think. So do we think, I think that these ones will be like on the I think they'll be in Happy Home, I feel like.
Oh, really?
I feel like I saw them in Happy Home, like sitting down.
Oh, they're
like the first people that you see.
Maybe. This is
conjecture.
We'll find out in the next episode if we were correct. We've got Azalea. No, I don't know.
Azalea.
I don't know.
Oh, you talk about Azalea maids all the time.
Yeah, but I've never written down Azalea maids before.
Yeah, that's Azalea, girl.
Mama, that's Azalea. Her horn
is so cute.
It's like a daisy.
Isn't Azalea a flower? Yes. But that's a daisy.
It's a bush.
Ah. She is a snooty. I mean, with those eyes. I mean, look at her. Look at that liner. Her original name was Petunia.
She has the exact same coloring as Bertha the hippo, which I think is funny.
I think she's a little more teal than Bertha.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. Fine.
Fine.
Thank you.
Also, those are two different animals, the rhino and the hippo.
No, see, this is what's going to throw me off. Having her and Bertha together.
Twins.
A land hippo and a water hippo.
Land hippo
and
water
a water
hippo.
Rhino.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Fret.
Don't fret. We
don't
got
you
Fret.
Fret, Monsieur Marius. Fret is a yellow dog. His English, his original name was Champagne.
Ooh, interesting. And he's a cranky.
He's a cranky. October
Champagne?
30th.
We just October missed 30th. His birthday.
We just missed him. Love those eyebrows. I love a chunky brow. I love a statement eyebrow on these Animal Crossing villagers.
Yeah. It's a thick brow, but it's straight across. So he's not giving me cranky vibes because the eyebrows are straight across.
Yeah,
this is like Eugene Levy.
Yes.
his eyes are set so far apart.
They are so far apart.
Yeah,
he does look like Eugene.
Casey
Levy
would date Fret.
Oh, for sure. He's got average man vibes. average.
We're already wearing a flannel. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Fret is ready.
You know the next piece of material that Animal Crossing needs to come out with? Mm. A baby name book. Like, who would think of Fret? You know?
Mm-hmm. Like, that's unique. Who would think of Champagne?
Champagne.
Azalea.
Azalea.
These are names for your 2021 babe. You know.
Yeah.
We need to gift him with the tortoise glasses so he can live out his Levy dreams.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
For sure.
And write a future Emmy winning sitcom.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. The party has arrived. The next girl coming to the stage is Rio, a red ostrich. Her birthday is on September 10th. Her original game was the GameCube Animal Crossing, and she's a peppy. Miss Rio is giving festival.
Her blush is a star.
Yeah. Her blush is a stencil.
Incredible.
She's got purple eyeshadow. But her body is like green, so she looks like she looks like a tomato. Actually,
well, her arms and like chest are green, but her like tail is like blue, yellow, and orange.
Very like carnival feathers.
She's very, mm-hmm. she's very fun. I like her a lot.
She's very colorful.
Yeah, and she's a puppy. Yeah, she's I love cute. That dress too. Mm-hmm. All right, who's next? We've got Ace. Ace. Hey, hey Ace.
Hey, why, that looks like what he's saying. Hey,
hey, hey Ace is a bluebird. His birthday is August 11th. He is a jock. He's got really thin eyes.
Yeah, he's got like it's like a line, and then his like pupil right underneath the line,
and then the like marking of his face looks like they're it's like blue,
like a bang in the middle almost. It's like
It's giving me like he would have a unibrow.
I think his widow's peak has a widow's peak.
Yes, he has two widow's peaks.
He's double
his
widow's
His bang
peak.
Looks like a beak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very pointy fellow. Mm-hmm. But it's like blue and like a beige, I would say, are his two main colors.
He's yellow.
He's blushing hard.
But he is blushing hard. Yeah. He is.
He's got rosy cheeks.
Yeah.
Against his like pale yellow face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's cute. I like how big the bird's heads are in comparison to the rest of their body.
Yeah.
You didn't like Robin though.
Robin was fine. I didn't dislike Robin. I just thought it was she was like fine. She was my first Snooty and I was like, that's it.
That's what you're giving me.
But I like the white one. I don't remember what her name is, but she's on Harmonia currently. I'm assuming. Wouldn't
it? Oh, Piper.
I'm assuming. Piper. Are they there?
They all might have, you know, passed away from COVID. You never know.
You never know.
We've got Zoe.
Well,
next.
Ace. We never said Ace is a jock.
Yeah,
we
I did
say that.
Oh.
We've got Zoe next. Zoe is a sweet blue anteater. Her birthday is February 10th.
I was like, did I do that?
She is definitely more teal as well.
Yeah, a teal turquoise color.
But like her anteater head and nose and snout is like white, but with like a widow's peak, a yellow widow's peak.
It almost looks like she's wearing like a bear costume.
I was just going to say that. It looks like she's wearing a onesie.
Like a onesie with ears.
Yeah. And like a Winnie the Pooh onesie.
Yeah.
But the yellow comes back into the like very back of her tail.
And her eyes.
Oh yeah.
And her I think her eyes are like
peach remember the
colored.
The anteaters having tails.
Yes, they have only, very fluffy tails.
I thought only a couple of them did. Like Antonio does.
Antonio does. Oh, yeah.
Because he's a specific type of anteater.
But have we all seen anteaters? Like, have you all seen that one at Animal Kingdom?
I think so.
They are horrifying looking.
Yes, are you saying that Animal Crossing is not a good representation of what these animals look like?
Yeah, unrealistic.
Life?
Yeah,
unrealistic expectations of anteaters.
Yet again, so, Hollywood yet at it again with unrealistic representation.
Oh, no. Body types. I actually... I clicked on a video. I didn't mean to.
Oh no!
I was trying to look
how to rope drop Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
the magical marina.
I was looking at the anteaters' tails, and like some of them, most of them have the fluffy tail, but Miss Annabelle has just like a little like
one
not fluffy tail.
Yeah, because she's a
pangolin.
She's not an anteater.
That's right. We did figure that out. Mm.
Yeah. All right.
Whoa! Look at Anna. Wait. Look at this.
Brandon, what percentage is your computer at?
Oh, Annalise!
Look at how fluffy Annalise's her tail looks there.
Yeah, her tail had a blowout.
It's a blowout. But then here, look at this old Annabelle amiibo. Annabelle is partying.
she's giving out like cheer. Her hands up.
Yeah,
she made
like,
it to the. She made palm.
She made palm.
She made palm.
All right, we've got Chabwick
with a B,
not Chadwick. Chabwick. Blue penguin, a lazy.
He looks like a penguin we already have.
He looks like the guy with the helmet.
Puck energy.
Yes, puck. Yeah. Giving me puck because he's got like earmuffs.
I think they just don't try with the penguins, to be really honest.
Do all penguins have a little X as their belly button?
That I don't know, but I just noticed it and it's very cute.
It's so cute.
He's like a little, he's a little fatter, I think, than the other penguins too.
Like, he does seem fatter. Penguin.
It's very cute. It's very, you know, Winnie the Pooh energy.
I'm looking at the other villagers, and most of them cover their belly buttons.
Not Chadwick.
Not Chadwick.
Chadwick has also permanently got Beats by Dre on his head.
Yeah.
So good for him. Hashtag sponsor. SponCon.
Okay.
Well, his birthday is on December 24th. So Christmas Eve.
Okay. So wait, I do have a question. Does that mean he will conflict with Jingle?
No, Jingle's 25th.
Oh.
I mean, there but have like, to be villagers that overlap.
But like conflict with like doing the Jingle activities, you mean?
Yeah. Like, will Chadwick have his birthday party with two villagers in there? So that's three villagers that's not participating. We'll have to investigate.
We will find out.
Okay.
Once I get
we won't find out.
We won't find out because I'm not going to have Chadwick on Christmas Eve. I can promise you that.
Chadwick will
I will Treasure Island for Chadwick.
For the pod.
Those are the eight villagers that have previously been... That have been revived.
And are now found.
Resuscitated.
Now we are going into the new villagers. Brand new. Miss Nintendique got out the sketchbook and said, let me draw a little sum for the girls. And the first one is Miss Quinn. Miss Quinn is a female eagle. January 20th. Big Capricorn energy. And her personality is sisterly. Miss Quinn has the eyes.
20th is a Capricorn.
Oh.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. 21st is when it changes.
Yeah. Cap cusp. Quinn has got eyes. She's got a wig.
She has eyes.
She has eyes.
I mean, Quinn is butch. I mean, let's just say it.
So you think Quinn is a butch, like, presenting female eagle?
Yes.
Okay. But like glam butch. Just look at that. I mean, look at that.
I think she does an eye, and I think that's probably about it. But it's very short cropped hair. It's an undercut for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Undercut.
She loves a leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now that I'm seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quinn is, which I mean, like, it's very sisterly, I feel like. That
this is probably the most sisterly energy they've
If Quinn could wear boots. Quinn would be wearing.
Oh, we gotta
boots.
Give Quinn some
if
boots.
If Quinn had Doc Martens, she would be wearing them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She looks great.
She does look great.
I love the coloring.
Yes, the colors are really.
Yeah, that
lovely.
Like dusty purple is really cool.
Yeah. And the beak, the beak that's like
the blush
pink
beak.
And then
the
black,
black tip. Very toucan.
Black lip. You know, she loves wearing a black lipstick.
Black lip. Black tip.
Oh, AC.
What?
Okay, moving on.
Next one is Cephalobot.
Cephalobot
is a male octopus, and his personality is smug. So another gay icon. Congratulations. Welcome to the group. His birthday is April 1st. So that's going to be April Fool's Day.
Miss Cephalobot.
This makes five, right? This is the fifth octopus?
Fourth.
Marina, Zucker, and
Octavian.
Octavian.
Oh, there's only three?
Yeah.
There were four already.
Cephalobot enters.
Very male heavy, the octopus.
Well, Cephalobot is probably going to inch it closer to Marina. Because she's a smug.
Oh, okay. There's one and a half girls, is what RJ's saying now.
Cephalobot is giving robot.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's robot. A fun design, but like, I would
straight
never
up,
want
they
this
were
on
like, no, make a robot octopus.
Yeah, like robot octopus.
Yes, robot
Do
octopus.
Robot, but octopus.
Give him the 80s jumper. The sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny that this is a smug. I'm curious to know what their catchphrases are when we find out.
I would like to mention that on Pocket Camp, they've given us a little bit of like a little blurb for each one. So Cephalobot says, with his metallic body and sci-fi flair, Cephalobot looks like he could shoot laser beams out of his eyes. Wait, he can't actually do that, right?
He's a villain.
He's a villain.
Yeah.
Was there one for Quinn?
Yes. Quinn is known for her super cool style. To maintain a reputation, she always gets dressed up to go out, even if she's just going to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Big sister energy.
Big sister energy. All right. Are we ready to talk about
the favorite,
the newest STEM queen?
STEM queen. Move over, Miss Celeste. I was going to say Isabel. Move over, Celeste, because Petrie, the female mouse, who is a snooty, her birthday is October 23rd. She has entered the chat.
She's got
a red ear, like a red inside of her ear and a blue inside ear.
It gives me like 3D glasses back in the
3D
day.
3D glasses, very scientific.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's got big old Coke bottle glasses.
Or the two when they show you the two strands of DNA, there's always like the red and the blue side. Mm.
She's wearing a lab coat and it's got a checklist to make sure that your vitals are doing okay.
Yeah, she's blonde.
Yeah, she's got a little bang.
She's very white.
Isn't it funny that we used to be like, there are no cute mice?
Yeah.
And she said, hold my checklist.
Yeah. And so I have seen photos of this and I'm seeing it right now looking at what they've put on Pocket Camp. If she turns around, she's got like her hair like up kind of, and she's got like it in like a little like half,
she's got a little cute clip in the back.
Yeah, it's like half up with a little clip action.
Well, it's gotta be out of her face so she can look into that microscope.
So she can look into that microscope.
Yeah. She's gotta be professional in the lab.
You know what my favorite part about Petrie is that her eyes are empty and she basically has permanent glasses.
Yeah.
I love when they do this. It's my favorite thing.
And Petrie is always doing some kind of research. When she's close to a breakthrough, she will stay in her laboratory for days at a time. So maybe bring her a snack.
Yeah, bring her a snack. Invite her over. She's obviously supposed to be like a lab mouse.
Lab mouse,
like,
yeah.
That's the
gag.
Great.
She turned the tables.
She turned the tables.
She's running the lab.
She said, we are the experiments, honey.
Yeah.
Find the cheese at the end of the maze.
Okay.
We run this lab.
This next one. This is such a specific reference. This is the gray male hamster, Cranky, whose name is Marlo.
He's
obviously supposed to be Marlon Brando. Or like the Godfather. He's obviously doing the Godfather.
Yes, with the pout and everything.
With the jowls.
He's saying, I've got an offer he can't refuse.
He can refuse.
Yeah, absolutely he has.
His birthday is June 26th.
626?
626.
626.
Experiment 626. Marlo also has permanent glasses, but they're like the tiny ones that rest on top of the nose.
The little ones.
The little ones.
And he's got like his like tuck shirt on. And rumor has it that Marlo runs some sort of underground organization. No one knows for sure because everyone is too afraid to ask.
There it is.
I mean, if you're going to say what villager type, meaning animal, looks like Marlon Brando in The Godfather, it's got to be hamsters because of the cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So they got it.
They must have watched Zootopia.
Wow. Look at this queen.
Zootopia.
Okay, let's talk about another legend. I'm telling you, the reason why we went backwards, it's because they start with the best ones.
Yes.
And it just gets better and better. Okay.
Let's talk about this girl.
This girl. Miss Shino.
Shino. She knows what she's doing.
She's shopping at Sheen. Shino loves a Sheen sale.
Yeah,
Shino is not a Sheen girl.
Shino is not a Sheen.
Does anyone know how to actually pronounce
it? Is Sheen. It is not Sheen.
Okay,
Sheen.
Miranda has left the chat.
Okay, so Shino is the photo they use on Shein to sell the knockoff. Yeah. Shino is
there. Shino's the model. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, Shino is a cream-colored female deer, which that's why Miranda's already, you know, loving it.
I'm ready.
Miranda famously loves deer.
She's a peppy.
As she would be.
Which
she's not even her, Bianca. This is it.
This is and her.
She this was her birthday was she's a Scorpio queen. Her birthday was October 31st.
Her birthday is Halloween.
So okay, now let's discuss. Her birthday is Halloween.
Is that why
she's
getting horns?
Chino for next year? Who's so getting we can know who's if she's celebrating her birthday.
I think Miranda will do it. Miranda's famously not a spooky queen.
Well, Halloween though. The celebration doesn't really happen until like 6 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe that's true. So she does her birthday in the beginning and then.
Yes, once I obtain all my Amiibo cards, Shino will be
permanent resident.
She knows where she'll be. I also, love, look at Shino's little like, what is this, eyebrow? Or like.
Yeah, like.
It's an. Something.
Okay, so she's clearly like a mythical deer creature reference.
It can't be real.
Because she is a cream-colored deer with like black-tipped ears. She has like a beautiful wingtip eye. And she's got red horns.
But also look closer. Does she have fangs?
I think she has fangs. Look, you can kind of see it in that.
In the corner.
Yeah. It looks like
is she a vampire deer? Is that why she's Halloween?
She knows.
Shino seems like the quiet, mysterious type before she starts talking, that is. Oh. She tries to befriend everyone she meets and will probably tell them her whole life story in the process. Well, girl, we want the story.
Yeah, we want the story. Also, I do love that this, like, absolute, like spooky deer is a peppy. Like she, yes. I love that she's gonna be like, I just want to be a pop star. Yes, you do, girl. That's J pop star.
Don't give up on your dreams, girls. All right.
Oh my god.
Moving on.
We've got Tian Sheng, who is a orange male monkey. Birthday is August 18th. A Leo, and his personality is a jock. I know that Tian Sheng is based off of like a Chinese lore of the Monkey King.
Yep.
So that's why he has like a little, he has the Monkey King like crown. He has the markings, like his yellow eyes with the red marking around it and his body marking. And he's also wearing a martial arts shirt.
Well, also his mouth shape is that like traditional Chinese architecture roof where it like curves up on the end.
Like a cloud.
It's very cute. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tian Sheng is mythical, ethereal, and a jock.
Yeah. And his thing says that he insists that his shoes help him run faster. He's always running to his destination, so he never takes them off, which makes it hard to test his theory.
Mm. He's so cute.
He's very cute.
Yeah.
All right.
We are the top two. I'm going to say these two are the top two villagers.
This is so funny because I think this next one might be the weakest one in the new batch.
Really?
Well, no, sorry. Cephalobot is still the weakest one.
Yeah.
We have Miss Ione.
Ione
is a blue squirrel.
Here's the thing that I don't like about Ione. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
First birthday is on September 11th.
Well, Ione, read the room.
Come on.
Favorite musical? Come From Away.
Ione loves Come From Away.
Ione. Yeah. Has the Donald Trump comb over.
Oh no. Adam.
Unless you see it, you will never unsee it.
You did it. Like, that's enough.
That's enough.
It's just an emo bang.
Yeah, I think like I her whole her coloring, like the dreamy, starry.
I would pass away
tail.
For her tail.
Yeah.
She's wearing the like the sci-fi dress.
The silver sci-fi dress.
She's giving Judy Jetson fish.
She's got this starry, like sparkly tail. Mm-hmm. And it even says Ione's tail looks just like a starry night sky. She's usually pretty quiet, but she'll talk to your ear off if you ask her about constellations.
Ione is an intern to Miss Celeste.
Yeah. And she invites them to coffee together.
Absolutely.
She's another sweet. So, you know, sweets are treats. So
tread wisely.
I love her little stuff on the sides of her eyes.
The like sparkles on the side of her eyes.
Just a little accent.
And her heart nose.
Yeah, she's so fresh.
I heard Donald Trump hair. You gotta love it.
Iona's absolutely from Norway.
She's not from Norway. She's Icelandic for sure. Yes. She is giving Bjork energy.
She is
energy.
Straight from the fjord.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Okay, girls.
Okay.
All right.
They truly saved the best for last. Everyone, I can't even look at this girl. This queen.
Woman.
This woman. I truly
this
can't.
Woman that is not a woman.
I know.
But you know she is. But you know what I mean? Everybody's talking about Jamie. Girl, everybody's talking about Sasha.
Everybody's talking about Sasha.
Because Sasha is a twink that wants to be a drag queen and doesn't care who knows it.
Sasha absolutely was like, when I grow up, I'm going to be a drag queen. Sasha is an Instagram queen. Sasha for sure. Well, did makeup tutorials starting at 12.
Yes, let's just get into it right now. It says Sasha loves taking selfies. He makes the exact same face in every photo. Yeah.
But if that you look like that, you don't need to change your
face.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop him from taking about 100 a day.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Sasha goes up to like Violet Chachki. And says, I've watched you when I was a little kid, and I can't.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
This is why I want to be a drag queen.
I was 14, or I was like 10.
I was 10 when I first saw you win a RuPaul's Drag Race, and I want to be a drag queen.
Yeah,
Sasha is a blue male rabbit, May 19th, and is a lazy.
A lazy.
Not even a smug.
The first canonical lazy gay villager.
Not even a smug. So imagine Sasha with these eyes looking at you saying, just woke up from my nap. My bugs were telling me I gotta get up. Say hi.
I don't want the bugs. Stop it.
Miss Sasha is full small town girl. Like Sasha would be one of the people that We're Here goes to. Like Eureka would be like, I'm gonna turn Sasha into Sasha Fierce. Yes.
Just
like the little bang.
The bang.
The blonde bang.
The blonde. Like,
I also wouldn't say he's blue.
It's green.
No, that, I would not. That would that's like, not blue.
That's closer
he's
to
like
green.
Like mint green.
Yeah. It's like a seafoamy, minty.
But wearing a varsity jacket.
But that little pose.
Yes, but it's like,
yeah, like it's like Sasha, you got that varsity jacket for theater.
Yes. Sasha, that has the drama department's initials on it.
That has the comedy mask and the tragedy mask on it. Yes. You sewed it on yourself.
Isn't it insane how Marshall is dead now? You know?
No, sorry. Sasha's not even wearing a varsity school. Sasha is wearing the varsity jacket that Disneyland was selling.
This is the Diamond Celebration.
I remember when we went in and bought that varsity jacket.
Sasha is wearing the pink spirit jersey, 150%.
Sasha is 1,000%.
Sasha is an annual pass holder.
Absolutely.
Sasha is not an annual pass holder anymore because that's not what they're called now. I don't remember.
Magic key holder.
But the thing is that Sasha doesn't pay for it.
Sasha's daddy pays for it.
No, Sasha's,
and I mean literal father.
Sasha's grandparents. She always talks about.
Oh, the lazy's always talking about the grandparents.
Yeah, that's right.
Sasha's got inheritance money.
Mm-hmm.
Honey.
Yeah.
Sasha has a stipend.
I see it as not even inheritance. I see it as like. People just love Sasha, so they just give Sasha whatever Sasha wants.
Sasha was me when I was little, and there's a video of my sister Leslie celebrating her 16th birthday, and my grandparents brought me a gift so I wouldn't feel left out. That's Sasha energy.
Yeah, that's Sasha. That's full Sasha energy.
It's just Sasha has just usurped. So
I can't believe this.
The entire all, however many 300 villagers or whatever.
Can, who cares let's imagine, about Sherm?
Imagine, who cares about Sherm?
Imagine. So you go. Sorry. You have Sasha on your island. Imagine a world where you have Sasha on your island. First of all, we know not what none of these people's interior of the houses look like.
I can't even imagine. Oh, no.
That's what's crazy. You know, Ione's house is legendary.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful.
Sasha lives on your island. You go to Miss Isabel and you say, I wanna enact a decree that everybody needs to like help out, water some flowers. Next time you go outside, you see Sasha in the middle of your flower garden watering flowers. At what point am I allowed to burst into tears when I see that? So cute.
I can't stop looking at Sasha.
I know. It's the eyes.
It's the beautiful. Eyes.
It's the me?
It's who,
the
me?
It's the Puss in Boots, big eye, like, oh.
Yes. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Who? Okay, besides Sasha, who are we most excited about?
Petrie,
I think, is the main one, too.
Petrie.
She knows she's coming.
I just threw away list. Because I was like, I was making a list of the amiibos that I wanted. Mm-hmm. But from the new ones, I had Sasha, Ione, or mm-hmm. Ione, Tiancheng. How do you say
Tiancheng.
That?
Tiancheng.
Shang-Chi.
And those were the three.
Just the top three?
The top three.
I think if we're taking Sasha out of the equation, it's Tiancheng mm-hmm. for me.
Like seeing him run around my island.
So cute.
In that jock energy that they run around
in. Yeah. So amped.
Yeah.
Yeah. But having this mysterious Shino.
She's calling to me. Look at her. She's looking at me.
Yeah.
Yes.
If Marlo showed up in my campsite, he would stay in my campsite. He would not be invited.
Could you just imagine
energy?
Back to Sasha for a little bit. Can you imagine doing your morning stretching? And you see little Sasha up there.
Oh.
You and Tiancheng together are stretching in the plaza.
Matching
Amazing.
Outfits.
Matching outfits.
Yes.
Like, it is funny, like looking at this full list, because like 8 of these are brand new characters they've probably made in the past 6 months. Like literally created.
Yeah, they were like, what do the girls want?
And then the other 8 are characters that were all created in like 2004.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it is very funny looking at the difference between how much the attention to detail of design has grown with that they're able to like make specific details like accentuated now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, look at Fret in comparison to these new 8. Girl, that's a dog.
That's what
my nephew would draw at 4 years old if I was like, draw a dog.
Yeah.
He would like, draw Fret.
Oh, wait. The picture went away. Because, there is literally a photo and it's Fret and
and Sasha together. But
Sasha is like 10 feet behind Fret.
Yeah.
And where your eyes go?
Your eyes go to Sasha.
Sasha.
Mm. Because Sasha is the moment.
The moment.
And by moment, I mean the rest of my time playing this game. It's Sasha. It's Sherb. These are my dreams. Sasha Sherb kid.
Sasha Sherb.
I have to live on my island.
Yeah. And Sherb will be a amiibo.
Amiibo.
Finally.
Amiibo. Amiibo. Amiibo.
Amiibo.
Well, what an amazing
collection
of villagers. And hopefully we are blessed by one of them very soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully multiple. We'll see what we get in our amiibos. But also when we start doing happy home
paradise.
Happy home paradise. We'll be able to build their dream homes too.
And I'm looking at this ad and it says available November 5th, 2021.
This is
check local retailer for details.
Oh my God.
I just looked at Target's ad. I looked at Best Buy's ad. I need to look at Walmart's ad. Oh. Nothing.
Just the picture of the website that we're in at the top. It's
Shino on the left, out in the snow.
Sasha on the right.
Sasha on the right. Reading his magazine.
Enjoying a magazine.
With a constant smile on his face. Sasha is a person who literally cannot stop smiling. Do you know those people? I am not one of them. They are lovely people, typically.
Thank you.
That is, you are not included in that list, Arthur.
And then look at that second picture of Fret and Sasha taking a selfie.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't even look. I can't look at Sasha anymore. I'm so sorry. I really can't.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
This girl.
And did we didn't even mention her like ombre tipped ears.
Yes. It's like mint ombre into white.
Yeah.
For the ears and like the hands and the feet.
Yeah. Hands and the feet.
And the like face.
I think that's the biggest difference with the like newer, like the newest generation of the characters coloring. Is that they like, well, not just the colors, but like that they're able to like fade them.
Yeah.
Because the old characters had such hard lines that they couldn't do that. So
gradients, some fading.
Yes, gradient, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And the old ones were just very harsh.
Like,
yeah.
Especially like Quinn's gradient is like
so light.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's like, it's like two shades of purple, basically. Yeah. Yeah. A lighter.
That's something that is just like a digital, like a graphic design thing, you know?
Yeah.
Is designers started doing more texture.
Yeah.
To basically make it look more realistic, like it look more, you know,
when they do it well, these characters look like they're made of felt, which is almost more cute than if it looked like they were like made of like fur or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they look like dolls. Ugh.
Yeah. God, give me a doll, Sasha.
Give me a.
You know how Build-A-Flop could redeem themselves? You want to know how?
Oh, build a Sasha.
Build a Sasha. Build a Tiang Shen. Build a Shino.
Build a Shino.
Build a cephalopod. I'll buy it. Have a little cephalopod in my house. Oh, cephalobot.
All right. Well, now that we've gone through all of those new villagers, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for our town hall. That sound means it's time for a town hall. This is when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address your island villagers and proclamation.
I'll go first.
Adam, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
This is from Jennifer in the co-op. She says, attention villagers, attention Cranston, my cute little lazy ostrich. Today you walked up to me, strapped for bells, and asked if I'd be willing to buy something from you. Being the good friend that I am, I thought I should help you out. You seemed very desperate after all. You showed me a muscle suit for 1600 bells, absolutely not. Then a couple other random items that I did not need or want. However, when you offered your last item, it was an electronic scale for 360 bells. I accepted the deal and you just about leaped into the air due to your excitement. The pleasure I felt knowing I helped a friend in need was wonderful. But then you told me you finally had enough money to buy the snacks you wanted. Excuse me? You were selling your belongings for snack money? This opens up a whole new can of worms that we need to discuss further. Cranston, I love you, but you need to get your snack addiction under control. I will not enable you anymore.
And that's 1 minute. Let's talk about how he was hawking off a muscle suit and a scale so that he could buy snacks.
He did not want that scale in his home.
No, he didn't.
He's someone must have given this to me. I don't want it. I want to live my life.
Yeah, free of this burden. Also, Cranston is an ostrich, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one with the big eyes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
He looks like he's been drinking coffee all day.
Cranston needs to do some squats because Cranston's legs are very skinny. One could say they're bird-like.
He skipped leg day.
He skipped chicken leg day for sure.
I Cranston.
RJ?
So funny. Adam?
Your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. Yes, I'm very excited for the update and the DLC. Happy Paradise Heart. Happy Life Paradise.
This isn't funny.
The bit is old.
But I am sad. I am sad that this is the last update for this game. So I was like, this is it, huh? Like, after this, Miss Nintendique said, I'm not touching her. Y'all girls have everything you want. Good luck. Hopefully we'll see you again when the new Nintendo Switch XLR or whatever comes out, or whatever new generation OLED is. Then we'll make a new one. So I was sad that, like, okay, then what's going to happen? What if we do everything? What if you finish everything? And then I realized, oh, wait, I still don't have my golden axe. I still don't have my golden shovel. I still don't have my golden fishing rod and net. So what am I complaining about that I'm running out of stuff to do? I've got things to do, girl.
You got chores.
I've got stuff. Literally today I was helping out, what's his name? The little pirate?
Gulliver.
Gulliver, the plain one, the plain one. Gulliver. Oh. And I was like, I haven't gotten your I haven't done 30 tasks for you yet. So you know what? Who am I to complain of, like, I want more updates? I haven't even caught my damn golden fish or whatever. So who am I to say that? Who am I to complain?
Who's say?
And, well, and also you probably have, if you open your like the goals or the whatever, Nook Miles, your Nook Miles.
Oh yeah.
You probably still have a ton.
Yeah? Oh yeah, totally.
Cause there's like ones that are like catch 10,000 fish. And it's like, no,
Miranda's already got it.
I have. Yeah. I have all my Nook Miles for that.
See, there you go.
Yeah, my Nook Miles.
Miranda, okay. Miranda or Casey?
A joint, a collab.
Yeah, do it at the same time. Remember how well that went last time.
We're not as in sync as Miranda and Adam are.
No.
That's how. That's Adam and me together. Oh yeah.
No, that was when people were on the bachelorette party when they're like, "Oh, is this your husband?" We're like,
No.
Remember that.
Well, listeners, if you have a town hall that you want to
share. Miranda and Casey failed this week.
If you have a town hall you'd like to share.
For any
of us to read, please send them our way. Instagram, Facebook co-op, the Ampliverse website, any way you can find us, we will read it.
We're probably not going to talk about Pocket Camp for a while, so I should probably do it now.
Yeah, Casey, I'm sure you've got a Pocket Camp one that you can
Don't get me started on Franklin already arriving in Pocket Camp on October 31st. Are you kidding me? It's October 31st. It's still Jack's time. Why is Franklin here?
Franklin, the Thanksgiving guy?
Yes. Franklin is in your Pocket Camp asking you to grow radishes.
Radish
bugs. He wants the bugs.
She's like, hey girl, I heard you're not busy. Can you help me out?
I do like a lot of that fourth anniversary merch though.
Yeah. And right now they're giving out bonus items. So I've got my Happy Home Paradise hat and outfit.
Okay, I'm gonna do this real quick.
Okay. Adam, you've got a town hall.
Well, I basically did a town hall.
Okay, yeah, that was Casey.
Miranda's the only failure.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. This is your town hall again, and your time starts now.
Okay, attention, villagers. What I really hate on Pocket Camp, this is really irritating to me. When I play Pocket Camp, and you go to Happy Home Academy, and they have the little list of everything they want in their room, and they are the fourth judge in the group of judges. And then they give you the lowest score when you put everything in the room that they want you to put in. I know that the algorithm is just arbitrarily throwing numbers at the four different judges so that you go past that third, like, marker or whatever, so you get all three. But, like, it doesn't make sense that I literally put everything you asked for in this room and you were like, 35. It's so stupid. And I think Jack did it to me once and I was like, girl, you're the czar of Halloween. What do you want from this? Anyway, that's really all I had to say. It really bothers me.
That's 1 minute. That's so true. It happens all the time. It's always the last one. I'm like, girl, you were the one who called me and said
the third one will give you like 170 points. And then the last one, whose room it is and specified what they wanted in the room, is like 42.
Yeah.
Yeah, you asked specifically for this.
Yeah. I'm not arbitrarily throwing things in. I will not play the room until I have the required items to play it. Yeah. Because I don't want to do... I just want to play it once. I don't want to go back at another point and then do it again.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Lottie found a better gig. Let's just say that. Lottie found a better job at a different game. Okay.
Have you played any of the... Okay, just real quick. Have you played any of the Happy Homes where they don't tell you?
I haven't played them because I'm too nervous. I don't know what they want.
You have to look at the room.
I did try one of those. That's right. I did. I got two.
Oh, you got two of the three?
Yeah.
I got... Whose did you do?
I think... Because there's two that are available right now, I think, that are like blank rooms.
Yeah, I did one room and it was like you basically needed two phones in there, which it's like there's already a phone in here.
Yes, yes.
A phone room.
A phone room.
I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
Call collect.
But yeah, they wanted a phone. So I was like, well, I have a phone and it kind of matches this one. So I guess this is what this is what we're doing.
Okay, Juno. It's a hamburger phone reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good movie.
Okay, I'm so excited. We have a new review today. This one comes from Memjax, a welcoming community. I have spent the last year playing Animal Crossing New Horizons mostly by myself, so I cannot believe it took me so long to find this hilarious and informative podcast. Listening while I play has helped me learn so many tips and tricks that I never would have discovered on my own. The podcast has turned the time I spend playing into a collective experience that I didn't even know I needed. I'm so grateful to have been quickly accepted into this wonderful community. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
That's very sweet.
Thanks, Memjax.
And if you'd like to leave us a review, please make sure you send us a DM or a screenshot of it so we can send you your very own Resident Services sticker, as always.
And if any of you are willing to make me personally a Sasha plushie, I will pay you money for it.
Yes. A plushie.
Someone's going to make you a plush?
A whole plushie.
We are so excited for this update. I don't even know. I mean, just everyone prepare that next episode. Like, I don't even know what we're going to talk about. I don't know what we'll do.
But it's going to be a hot mess.
It's going to be a hot mess.
Silently breathing while we all play our
Yes.
Exactly. I wonder, I might just listen to a couple of our first episodes just to be like, what did we sound like when we were first discovering things?
We sounded like we had no idea what we were doing.
I know. So it'll be nice to hear that again. Well, thank you, girlies, and good luck on our hunts for amiibos, and we'll see you next time. This is Resident Services signing off.
Sasha.